My name is Charlie McGrath, and the founder of WideAwakeNews.com, as well as a host on the Rinse Radio Network. Rating agencies, Wall Street bankers, central banks around the planet are holding us hostage. They're holding us hostage, holding our future hostage. Now, a lot of people ask, why do I continue making videos on the collapse of 2008? It's over. It's done with. Forget about it. The crimes occurred. Well, it did occur, but the point is, it's ongoing. And every time the mainstream media comes up with a story telling us that things are getting worse, but not giving us the reason why, or that there's violence in the UK, but not giving us the reason why, it tells me that we still need alternative media to put the truth out there. The fact of the matter is, S&P, Fitch, Moody's, this cabal of rating agencies that have a literal monopoly on the rating business on planet Earth, they weren't there during Enron. Up to 4 days before Enron collapsed, they still had an investment grade rating. Up until the day Lehman collapsed, it had an A rating. The day after Lehman collapsed, AIG got downgraded by the rating agencies, causing the world to implode, basically, and trillions of dollars being spent to bail out the same too big to fail that paid the rating agencies in the first place to create $3.2 trillion worth of mortgage-backed securities. All of those securities, all of those derivatives, all of those investment vehicles that were stamped AAA or investment grade at least, you and I are now bearing the burden of that failure. That is why I continue making these videos. That is why we see violence springing up around the planet. They sit there in their $10,000 suits, pulling up in limousines, telling you they have everything under control. The same exact criminals that led us to this condition in the first place. These people and their continued crimes are what's leading to violence around planet Earth. You know, the crime that's going on in England right now, these criminals are out in the streets burning cars, stealing, looting, destroying private property. They need to be arrested and punished. It's a fool's errand to take violence and use it as a tool to get your message across, because it'll never work. The only thing that happened is you silence your voice and you make your cause out to be meaningless. I've never advocated violence. Anybody who's followed this channel for any amount of time or the radio program realizes that. So when I come out here talking about this social pushback, I'm not giving excuses. I'm trying to enlighten people to what has led to these social breakdowns. You would have to be naive to not think that when society fails and chaos reigns, you're not going to have predators out there trying to take advantage of the situation. Every time there's a breakdown, a crisis that leads to no law enforcement or no law being enforced, then you're going to have these criminals out there trying to take advantage of the situation. The planet is reeling right now. And as we're reeling, as we're on our heels, as we've been heaped with trillions of dollars in debt and promised to have more pain heaped on top of us down the road, we have the same exact rating agencies that failed us so bad in 2008 now telling us that the people have been downgraded. That's what happens when you downgrade nations. They're not downgrading AIG now or any of the too big to fail or any of their investment vehicles. They're downgrading the people, you, me, citizens of planet Earth. Germany's about to get hit, Spain, France. As soon as they downgrade these nations, you will see chaos and pandemonium in their markets, massive layoffs, and more austerity and more suffering. You see, I don't advocate violence, but I don't advocate sticking my head in the ground and believing what the mainstream media tells me is going on. We are seeing violence around this planet. We need to stop the insane criminality that's going on if we want this violence to cease. If we want to get back to some kind of integrity in government, we need to be aware of what's going on and what caused it. Right now, somebody from our government should be raiding the offices of S&P, Fitch, and Moody, and all the too big to fails, and putting them out of business, seizing their assets, and holding them responsible for bringing the world to the brink of social meltdown. Stories are attached. That's all I got.